welcome. So there's some work to be done here. I have told you once before, and it's subject to your disagreement, that if there is any philosophy, for example, that you find anywhere and it is replicable anywhere else, then it's not the sole philosophy of the place where you found it. It can, for example, become a social philosophy. It can become philosophy independent of where you found it. So if you found something in agriculture and it would apply as a law, it is not an agricultural law, it's a law to life. If you found something in Muslim history or Islam, for example, and it's not only applicable in Islam, but also would be applicable to life, then it's hardly exclusive to Islamic philosophy. It would therefore, at that point, because it can stretch beyond that confinement, we will call it a philosophy to life, particularly if it is applicable. All right, so same thing applies here. Here is the quote. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So let's talk about losing life and finding it. The supposition here suggests what is inverted, and many times it's not so easy to say that, well, what you read is exactly how you understood it. What do we understand when we hear, if you save your life, you lose it? So you think about that for a moment. Say, well, if you save your life, you lose it. But if you lose it for my sake, then you find it. So first, I think we can begin with, if you save your life, we'll lose it. In what ways are we trying to save our lives? In which, in direct implication, we are losing it? So now that's a philosophy. But then the question might be, you don't agree with it. Like something that happened last week where a few people called and disagreed with the creators of a certain aspect of AI, who felt, even though the creators thought the AI advancement was dangerous, they are of the opinion that AI is not dangerous because it cannot supersede human intelligence. Well, let's begin. As the Lords of Logic on Nigeria Info, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
My name is Onyeka. I'm calling you from Lagos.
Good to have you. Thank you for calling.
Yes. You know, what people think, some people do not understand what Bible says concerning that verse. What it really means is that it does not mean that you should kill yourself for somebody. You understand? So, simply what I think it means is that if you help somebody, maybe somebody is in need.
Wow.
Then you help the person. That is exactly, you have already found God. Then if you did not help, when somebody is in need, you did not help the person, that means you did not love God. You did not love him. But if you help somebody, that means you love him. That's what it means. I think the Bible is saying about that particular verse.
Help. Okay, let's see whether it would hold in 30 minutes. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Hello, Nigeria Info is the Lords of Logic. If you save your life, you lose it. What would that mean?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
All right, good man.
Good to have you.
Okay, so it's very, very easy to understand because nature even teaches that. As simple as just planting a seed on the ground, and when it loses life in a kind of way, and then when it's coming back more to fulfill. And I want to take a cue on what that man also said. Because sometimes when, maybe for example, you have food enough to give to others, and you decide to share instead of just eating alone. Now, when you share that food, maybe in a time when you have a need later in the future, you're hungry, then you ask other people, maybe those people will not have, and then you can sustain yourself in the future. So when you lost your life in sharing that food, but now you're gaining it because of what you've done. So, yeah, that's it.
So it's about sharing food, for real?
It's not just about sharing. I give an example of you, a seed going to the ground and dying.
Yeah, so you say in agriculture, a seed goes into the ground and then it dies before it comes back to life.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what does that mean in life as a philosophy?
Yeah, so you could say it's like giving. It's like, for example,
giving.
For example, the farmer moved that seed out and is getting something back. So it's still giving.
You think it's like sharing things like rice, beans, giving money, helping people. That's what you believe it is.
It's not. It's not going to be all about
me. You haven't given me anything better. So I'm assuming that's for the sake of conversation and and for the reason of your examples. That's really what you mean, right? No, that's not what I'm asking you. Stop. Like, given from what you have said, that's what you mean. Like, sharing things. I'm asking a question.
Majorly, that's what it should.
Thank you very much for calling. The Lords of Logic, if you come this far, you have to act like a lord. Yeah? Good. Thank you. Welcome to the show. What's your name? The volume of your radio set. For real?
Good afternoon.
Good to have you. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Nedim.
Are you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake.
I am. Let's talk.
Okay. What I understand about these laws of logic, thing you just talk about is, it's just like the law of giving and receiving, the law of retribution. What you give out is what you will receive. Are you with me?
No, I'm not. I'm still trying to get to you. What are you saying?
I'm trying to say that the laws that you just mentioned, that if you lose your life for its sake...
If you try to save your life, you lose it.
Yes. Uh-huh. Like, for instance, the law of giving and receiving, the law of retribution, is just for it like that. What you give out is what you receive. If you hold something to yourself, there's no way you're going to receive it back. But if you give it out sacrificially, you're going to receive in abundance back. That's what I have to say.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Lagos, Nigeria is the Lords of Logic. Yeah, if you try to save your life, you lose it. But if you lose it, you get it back. What would that mean in life? As a life's philosophy, what would be the implication of that? Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, Jeff. Good afternoon.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
My name is Chief, calling from Oshodi.
Thank you for calling.
All right. I don't want to see it as a life and death situation. What it simply means is, life simply means the pleasure, the privileges, the affluence that you have. You are willing to give it for the benefit of others. I was talking to someone like Mary Celeste. She left her hometown to Nigeria, and in trying to save other people's lives, she lost her own life. Lost her own life in the sense that she was able to deny herself that comfort. She was able to fight the authority of her day. They were responsible for the king of kings. I think that's what it's all about. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, Lagos, Nigeria, if you're following through, I'm waiting over here for you to arrive.
All right.
Hello.
This is Grandma Victoria from Lagos Island.
Thank you very much for calling.
And the way I understand the statement, apart from the spiritual meaning, the literary meaning, as far as I'm concerned, is that in this life, you leave a legacy that abides eternally, forever. Yeah? If you have a conviction in life, you believe in something that will benefit the human race, you go for it, irrespective of whether you lose your life while pursuing that particular goal. And I can say some examples. Let me come home. Like Mrs. Adadevo. She led a life to save Nigerians from this Ebola disease. She made up her mind to die so that the rest of us can live. And thereby, in consequence, she has left her, she has printed her name in gold in Nigeria and all over the world. Same thing goes for Nelson Mandela, who was equally people-oriented.
Okay.
I believe he went to jail for his so that his people may have peace, so that his people can be free in their land in South Africa.
Okay.
He was not, even after he was released, he was only released after he has been glorified. He didn't mind if he had died in the process of liberating his people in jail. same thing goes for Abraham Lincoln, who fought to end slave trade and thereby leaving his name in the annals of time. There are so many like that, like Mahatma Gandhi. So that is my own belief, apart from the spiritual meaning. Now, if you lose your life for Christ while you are following him, he will resurrect you.
All right.
After life.
Thank you.
By allowing you to enter his kingdom.
Do you think a spiritual meaning of a thing is different from the physical implications of that thing?
The two are interconnected.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
The two are really interconnected. You know, he's just showing us to go for the goodness in life, and to forsake all evil things that may not impact people positively.
Okay.
So
thank you.
That's my belief. If you lose your life, you gain it.
Okay.
People who follow who are trying making research so that they can discover things that can be useful to people, they try several times, and even after they have failed, they will still continue. And in the process, they may even lose their mind. They may even lose their life. But if they are lucky, the invention will come true, and they will be glorified.
All right,
through
thank
such
you.
Means.
I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. Hello. You can hear me?
Thank you so much, Joy.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for being here.
This is Moses calling from Lekki.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
That place is not about giving at all. Jesus said, He said, I'm a sword who has come between a mother and a father and a daughter and his father or his mother. One has come between a husband and his family like that, that if whoever denies him and chooses his family, that place is about denial, the word of God and the things of God. If you deny them rather than doing them, he said, I will deny you. And those are the ones he is saying. Those ones who follow the way of God, things of God, those are the ones that say, if you lose your soul in my name.
So what do you mean lose your soul? So what would that mean? What do you mean lose your soul?
If you lose your life, your soul is life. As in, that is where it says, if you lose your life in his name.
So what is the application of that in life? Because that's a philosophy for life. So how would that apply to life?
Soul and life in as in if you
no
lose
stop
your life.
No wait no I mean that the phrase is applicable in life, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't get you, sorry.
Is the phrase applicable in life? Is it a utility for life? Can we practicalize it in life?
Yeah.
So what does that mean? What would that mean? What would it look like?
As in, it simply means like what you're saying now is, you see, if I deny the things of God and I choose what majority are doing, things men are doing. Or, for example, let me say, in the point of gun or something, say, deny your faith or I shoot you. Then you choose not to deny your faith. Let them shoot you. Because you have hope. You see God as real. Such a person is going to give them their life back. Because he is able, he created us in the first place, he can give us back. But the one that denies him will lose his life.
All right. So
and he never get it back.
All right. Okay, well, thank you for that input. I do appreciate. Hello, how are you? It's good to have you.
Hello, Joyce.
Hey, it's good to have you. Thank you very much for being here.
All right, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Right. Based on your terms this afternoon, I think it still draws back on purpose. The purpose of a thing, once it's not known, abuse is then inevitable.
Okay.
The seed is actually created to serve the purpose of dying to multiply itself.
Okay.
It's not just to remain a seed. So also, the purpose of man from the beginning needs to be identified. That really tells whether or not you're living for yourself alone or you're living for humanity. So I think that dwells on the fact that whether you want to kind of live within the confinement of just saving yourself, or you actually want to live within confinement of what was actually bestowed upon you from the beginning. I don't know if you understand what I mean.
So when you say bestow, you mean like a talent, a gift, a purpose, as you say it?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's when you don't actually know what you serve or what purpose you serve on earth that you just restrict yourself to just living life just the way you want to live it.
So do what makes you happy would probably not be a, what, if a well, it wouldn't be a correct impute in this regard.
Yes, you need to find what exactly you're supposed to serve on earth. Everybody has one thing to serve on earth.
Hey, all right. Well, I like it. You split it in two, and that's a good one. Thank you very much.
Right.
I do appreciate it. All right, so we have some mental work to do, and it's good. So here is the phrase, if you save your life, you lose it. But if you lose it because of me, you gain it. And I think it's a life philosophy. In fact, I know it to be fundamentally life philosophy. But what does it mean? And if it has any meaning, what is the application? Hello, welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Yeah, tell us your name.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
What is on?
Thank you.
Yeah. Concerning the philosophy thing that you just said now, that if you lose your life,
if you save
you
it, you
that.
Lose it. But if you lose it, you find it. Turn up the volume of your radio, said. I don't want to hear me through your radio.
Okay. To my own view, what I've said there is that it's good in life to be taking risk. Okay. So, if you fail to take risk, you know, you don't know the gain that we'll meet after taking the risk. So that's all I've seen. It's good in life to be taking risk.
Risk.
So to
okay.
go in a good dimension, you know, and to seek for ways. And don't just be contempted the way you are and accept it like that. That's all. No matter how hard it is, you need to move on and, you know, take risk and try to go for adventure.
Uh-oh.
Into many other good things.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. I'm not sure about that adventure part. Let's see. Is the Lords of Logic. There's too much to see around here. We're trying to figure out a philosophical ideal. And if you understand it, what does it mean? We'll be right back. My name is Joyce here on the Sony side. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. So there's a phrase here. It is in biblical history or biblical literature. Here is a phrase, and I quote it, "For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." It does quite appear that there is an import, and I want to see if I can give that import language, and you determine if you think you agree with me or not. In this regard, it does quite appear that the statement is suggesting that the death referred to here is one even chosen voluntarily. So it's as though you're going to have to be conscious of this particular choice, and then you're going to choose the choice. It's not going to happen to you involuntarily. You're going to have to choose this voluntarily. And then the question is, in a world where we hate to die in any way, which kind of death is this referring to? And that's even if you agree that there is a version of death that one must surrender him or herself to. If you disagree with the statements, you're at liberty to, but you must at least give me a superior argument to suggest why you think the statement falls beneath solid justification for acceptance. 0700-993-993-993 and 01-465-7190. My name's Joyce. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. I have a message from Instagram. It says, what it really means is when you love someone and you are willing to risk anything, including your life, and from the perspective of God, you'll be rewarded in heaven. Thank you very much. Your name is Shea Classic, 2016. Okay, good. But if this is a voluntary choice, as was the example given, that a seed must go into the earth and die before it comes to life. So I want you to juxtapose that in our world today, where we want to be seen, heard, and there are some kind of sacrifices we would not extend ourselves, particularly if it doesn't bring us any benefit. So that doing what makes you happy, for example, is a way people think, and a way that they have justified by their actions and choices. People think, well, if it pleases me, I'm going to do it, and I don't care how this other person reacts. And so maybe the question is, how much of what we do needs to die So it's it looks as though this thing requires not just thought, but here we have the tedious responsibility to give it language that is comprehensible and maybe acceptable, because I think we have to comprehend it. And then in the absence of any other better argument, we accept it. The Lords of Logic, my name's Joyce, your Nigeria Info. Hey, make it back. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to radio. What's your name? I'm with you. Remember the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, the set is down.
Okay, turn off the volume. Tell us your name.
Igwe Victor.
Victor, Lord Victor. Good to have you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm with you. Go ahead.
I think the context of that phrase is where the master was trying to make the people understand that the essence of life is all about the life which he told them to come.
Come to.
That is, when you talk of the persecution of the believers, that some people may be afraid of death. When you tell them that it's either you believe in your master or you will get killed. Then in this, he tries to make them understand that those who are afraid of that threat of death, which is the physical death, who value their physical death here, or I mean, who value their physical life here, may tend to lose it in the day of resurrection. But those who want to willingly give their life for the sake of the kingdom will get their lives back in the day of on that resurrection morning.
Okay.
So
how does it
when you talk of tribulation and
pardon me, I wanted to ask you how it would apply to the world today, where it seems as though the form of slavery. So back in the day, that's if you agree with Neil Postman, that is, Neil Postman believes that back in the day, pain was the way people suffered slavery. If you were a slave back in the day, pain was inflicted on you. He thinks today, in today's world, pleasure is what is used to hold people slave. So is that statement still applicable today and how?
Yeah, it's applicable, but based on the issue of docility and cowardice of people in our present days, is not easily obtainable because of the fact that people have really looked towards materialism, which the imperialists used to confuse them. So people are no longer interested in their physical freedom. They tend to go for the pleasure. Okay, taking for example, during the slavery trade, there was this set of Igbo slaves that were being transported to the United States. When they got to a particular river in Georgia, about 72 Igbo young men were able to overpower their slave masters and killed most of them. When they realized that they killed their masters and all they know that they could not go back to Africa, they could no longer come back to Igbo land. All they did was to inspire all of them because they knew that for the fact that they killed all their slave masters and there was no how they could go back to Igbo land, all they did was to do voluntary suicide. I don't know if you've heard of Igbo landing in Georgia.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yes.
So all they did was to voluntarily commit suicide. All of them died. So they said, before they committed the suicide, they said, it's better to die honorable death than to remain slave. But today, nobody is willing to sacrifice for their freedom just because they believe that it is better to enjoy, no matter how long, because slaves always value the shackles, the golden shackles of their slavery band than that key of freedom which they need to have in order to escape.
Okay.
So that is the interpretation of that phrase.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. I have a message on Instagram. He says, the statement that if you save your life, you lose it is an axiomatic idea of common notion birthed in religious philosophy, and it is only self-evident when looked at from that angle of... Hold on. Michael, I'm losing the other part of your message. Okay, but I kind of get the gist, Joe. You say that the axiomatic idea is birth in religious philosophy alone. Good. I don't know if you're correct, but I want to throw something at you. You chew on it and let me know what you think about it. Aldous Huxley, Neil Postman speak about the slavery of old. And so the slavery of old, people who were slaves of old were subject to pain. They were subjected, subdued, overrun, and turned over with pain. And they both agree that in today's world, pleasure is the new tool for slavery. Do you agree or disagree? Welcome to the show, 99.3 Niger. Info is the Lords of Logic. Make it back. My name's Joyce. Welcome. What's your name? Hello. Sorry, make it back. Hello. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Oh, I'm sorry. What's happening? Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
It's Joyce.
To have you. Thank you for calling. Tell me your name.
I really agree with you. Pleasure, yes.
Uh-oh.
It applies to it.
What do you mean?
Today. Yeah. That, you see, pleasure is the way now Satan is using to satisfy people. Like, just enjoy yourself. Anything that makes you happy. But if it comes to that word, if you lose your life, I think that word goes under the ground, under the line of denial. You that choose the things of men rather than the things of God, you gain your life. But you that choose the things of men, when you lose your life, you lose it.
So when losing your life in this regard in today's world, you're saying to lose your life would be to deny. You say denial. What's that?
Yes,
correct.
To lose your life means to deny the things that you know is right. Because if we look at the creation,
people always talk about
purpose.
Now.
Sorry, please, George, let me quickly trip this in. People talk about purpose. They say when God created Adam and Eve, he created us to live and enjoy and worship him. There is no purpose for anybody. The other purpose is for us to know the way we want to worship him, or if you want to preach, you like doing this, but it should be
we have to talk about this thing. Why is it that preaching is the only way you worship God? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because don't forget, Jesus said the end will not come until all ears hear.
Isn't that why everyone who's unemployed and rather than think up ideas to make the world a better place decides to go become a pastor somewhere because he's not going to be an IT guy?
Joyce, apart from that, I don't think so. It's not about pastor.
I don't think you need to be a pastor. I think your life needs to be exemplary of the thing you claim to believe in.
Even the word of God says, you show people you are my servant through the things you do.
But you said go and become a pastor. It's like, why? That's why they mess up with you guys. Like any sucker opens a church somewhere.
Because me, I don't get pastor. I don't follow Pastor Joyce.
You said go and become a pastor.
I said, well, doing what is right before God, is that a bad word?
No, you said, go and become a pastor. And I have a problem with these pastors who are not called.
I don't use the word pastor. If you know me in Nigeria...
I don't know you, but you said it. All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Because that word pastor is not even used in the Bible.
All right, good. That was a good one. Thank you very much for calling. Look, I have a problem with these... You surrender your logic and your head to some guy who's not called. It's like, what? What kind of slave are you really aiming to be? You let people tell you what you already know. In the name of God. Hello. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Make it back. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? Can you hear me?
Hello, Joyce.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Speak up for me. Tell me your name.
Do you mind I speak as anonymous?
Why? No, it's Lords of Logic. Why are you hiding? Tell us your name. Okay. We're not coming to your house.
My name is Maximus.
What, Matthew? Martins?
Maximus.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. The quotation we put out surely is from the Bible. And yes, it's philosophical. Here we're trying to use logic to explain philosophy. That statement was meant for leaders. And it could be cited in various ways. You can cite it when you are talking about family, where you have to die, the yam will have to be buried to have something bigger come up.
Sorry, Hakan, let me just get you. Did you say it's for leaders?
It's precisely designed for those who champion an ideology, leaders.
So if you're a non-leader, it doesn't apply to you?
If you are a non-leader and there are no people looking up to you, you don't have to sacrifice to keep an idea.
Are you a pastor?
I am not a pastor.
Okay, let me wait for you to get home. Let me wait. Go ahead.
Okay, so I can cite an example from the Bible. You remember the three Hebrew children and Daniel in the Babylon land? That Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That is where that philosophy could be perfectly be placed in the Bible, where those Jewish boys don't have to fear to die. They don't have to deny their God, which is why today Christians will pray and they will shout, the God of Shadrach, the God of Meshach. That is the reason why such a leader in a challenging proximity should not deny what he believes in. If you bring it to today's world, you would see that terrorists would prefer to die for what they believe, so that numerous other terrorists will follow their footsteps. You remember at some point, Osama bin Laden was the major terror. But because he was not afraid to die, not long he died. You now have terror in Arabian Peninsula, you have Abu Sayyaf in Philippines, you have in Syria, you have ISIS this. The death of Osama duplicated and multiplied terror. It is the same philosophy that they follow.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you suppose that those who are, in your view, non-leaders, do not get tempted in a manner that suggests that they have to choose between something and something else?
Well,
that's a yes or a no question.
I believe you can be tempted.
You know, that's not a difficult question to answer. I don't see why you want to give me analysis to it. Here's the question. Are non-leaders tested to choose between left or right?
Yes, of course.
So they're tempted?
Yes, of course.
Are there temptations that are only peculiar to leaders and none to non-leaders?
Yes, exactly.
No. Did you get the question? So, for example, a leader will be tempted to adultery, but a non-leader wouldn't be tempted with adultery.
No. That one is applicable both to leaders and non-leaders.
Okay. So a person...
To leaders.
So what does it mean that a person must crucify the flesh? Is that for leaders?
Is not only for leaders.
Good.
Can be for
leaders. So is it possible that if a person chooses something other than the sacrificing of the flesh, that they have chosen against the truth?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the show. It's the Lords of Logic. How are you? We're home. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. If you save your life, you lose it. But if you lose it, you get it. And you know, two callers made this very interesting link between agriculture and how in agriculture we see that a seed goes into the ground and then dies and comes up and becomes the tree. And the question is, what kind of death is required in man today? Or is this just a good old philosophy by a bunch of old men in yesteryears, and today we have embraced a new world and the philosophy or the motto to our life is do what makes you happy? Well, at least maybe there are other philosophies or other mottos that you have. But, you know, the whole basic idea is, well, self-gratification. I asked the question to the guy on Instagram. I say, Aldous Huxley and Neil Postman say that... the new slaves of the world today are those who are subjugated by pleasure. And I think you say you don't agree. Believe me, if you say you don't agree, I'm making that a conversation on radio. But just out of curiosity, I want to pick the brains of listeners to find out what they think about it. So can you please respond? Tell me you don't. Let me know what you feel about that. That the old slaves were slaves and they were tortured with pain. but the new slaves are slaves and they're tortured with pleasure. So let me know what you have to say about that, because there are many conversations we need to have around that. Have you heard philosophers say pain is better than happiness? Have you heard that? Yeah, because we might also need to go there and find out if that statement is true or not. The Lords of Logic, my name's Joyce. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to a world where thinkers come together.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Good to have you, Nigeria Info. Welcome. What's your name?
Hey, good afternoon. This is Olori from Shango Tegelega.
Oh, goodness. That's a female. Fantastic. I've been dealing with testosterone. Good. Good to have you.
Yeah, it's good to be on the show. All right. Thank you for this opportunity. So I'd like to speak to the topic on hand.
Sure.
See, a lot of people, they are interpreting that scripture literally.
Uh-oh.
Okay? If you want to save your life, you need to lose it, and you want to lose your life, you have to save it. I think what it's talking about is dying to self. What does it mean to die to self? For example, you have something that could help someone who is in need. So instead of you hoarding it just to satisfy your own selfish needs, you give it out to help other people out there. It is not a literal death, as in physical death.
Okay.
It is referring to dying to self, dying to self-ideology, dying to self-thought. And we don't need a pastor to really interpret this. Right now, the world is very selfish. You hear things like, I need to make myself happy. In the process of making themselves happy, a lot of people, you know, they do things that put other people at risk. And they don't care. That was what the Lord was talking about when he said, for you to gain your life, you need to lose it. And for you to lose your life, you need to gain it.
Hmm.
I mean, for example, you plant a seed. For it to, first of all, for it to bring forth fruit, it needs to die. If that seed does not die, sorry, it will not now grow.
So are you saying that there is a kind of death that humans in the world today need to die in order for them to grow and bear fruit? As
which
is evidence in
self.
Agriculture.
Dying to selfish thoughts, dying, you know, to... I mean, human nature is naturally selfish. It takes a lot.
All right.
It takes a lot of sacrifice. So this thing has to do with being sacrificial in the way we handle things.
All right.
In the way we do things.
All right.
I don't want to take more of your time. Thank
I do appreciate the moment spent with
Good.
You. I do. Thank you. Thank you, lady. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a message here. He says, let's consider someone like Awolowo. He worked hard to develop the Western region, and he is still remembered for his legacies in the present-day Southwest Nigeria. I agree, Satan enslaves with lust. Who's this, please? Your name is Dari. Thank you very much. You're live streaming on Instagram. Yes, I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. It's the Lords of Logic. You must die to become what you're supposed to become. And I don't know if you want to disagree with that. You're at liberty to. But you must subject to the conversation this you must submit to the conversation this afternoon a justification for that disagreement. Yeah. The Lords of Logic, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hello. Make it back. Hello. Good afternoon to you. You're on the sunny side. Hello. I'm with you. The volume of your radio set. You know that much.
Hello. Good afternoon.
I'm with you. Thank you very much for calling. Good afternoon.
Okay. When you say you want to save your life, you lose it. And if you're not scared of losing your life, you save it. For me, I believe is you should die fighting for a good cause. You're not actually dead. Yes, the body is dead, but the name lives forever. Your name lives forever. That is it. E.g., Nelson Mandela. But if you're a coward, you're not willing to fight for any cause, so because you don't want to die, you're already dead. Because nobody remembers you. Nobody speaks about you. For instance, somebody like Major Adebayo, after Agirunsi was killed in the coup, he was meant to be in the head of state, but he ran to London, where he actually died. But today, nobody hears about him.
Oh.
His name is out of Nigerian history.
Uh-oh.
But the one who took over from Agirunsi, today is still known by everybody. So, and for the other one talking about being enslaved with pleasure, yes, it's very true. Today we can see our youths are not willing to work. They all want to make money drive flashy cars. The ladies are dying over iPhones and so on. And today, it has made our youth actually unable to ask for their rights.
All right.
And fight for their rights, and able to fight for their country, and able to fight for any just cause, because they all live a pleasurable life. They all love pleasure.
The pursuit of pleasure.
They all love
Thank
pleasure.
You.
But yeah. those people who sacrificed to fight for their cause,
yeah,
are the ones who have been able to liberate themselves from should I call it neo slavery.
You also agree that that's a new form of slavery today?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate.
You're welcome.
Lagos, Nigeria, you're listening to the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. Hey, you there. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, ladies. Beautiful to have another lady, but lady, you must act like a lord. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yes, merci. Yeah, I'm talking concerning the laws of when you leave, you die, whatever you said.
So, wait, don't do it like that. So, what do you mean, whatever? What do you mean? You didn't hear it?
Okay.
Do you know the topic, though?
Can you hear me?
Do you know the topic?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I said if you leave.
If you save your life, you lose it. You're not even acting like you're
okay,
Lord.
Yes.
How come
if,
you didn't...
Sorry. If you save your life, you lose it.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
If you lose your life...
What I think about that is risk. I just think it's about risk.
What kind of risk are we talking about? Like business risk, relationship risk, house rent?
Life generally is a risk. So when you have to take some risk to make it in life, you have to struggle.
What do you mean make it in life? Like, so what would that mean? Like what? Build house, marry, what? Have kids? What do you mean make it?
Like just achieving your aim.
What's your aim? So here you're saying that the aim is... Is it aim for self? Like, that's what you mean in this regard. Like, so
yes,
I have an ambition and I pursue my ambition, and that's what the phrase means.
For self.
Uh-oh.
For self. Not for someone else.
You are that lord that should be at the back of the class. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Really, I do appreciate it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We are Nigeria Info. So messages to be read, phone lines ringing, off on a break. When I come back, I can give you the best of me in the next 5 minutes.
This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Make it back. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Is that your own sex doll already? What's that thing at the back?
I just turned off the radio.
All right, good to have you. Welcome. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, my name is John.
Welcome, John.
I believe all men live, all men die, but not all men really live.
Oh, okay.
You live a good life.
Uh-huh.
Live the life you believe for humanity.
Okay.
And hope for a better reincarnation.
Hope for a better reincarnation. You believe in coming back after you've suffered this first round of suffering?
I may not come back as a Nigerian.
But what if you gambled it and you came back a Nigerian?
I didn't choose Nigeria, so I'm not sure of coming back to Nigeria.
Nah, based on probability, you can land anywhere. So what if you came back a Nigerian?
Yes, the possibility I may come back, but I may live an upgrade life based on my sacrifice of the past life.
Ah.
Yeah.
God, I don't want to come back.
That's what I think.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Yo, so apparently some of you believe in coming back here. So I think that can also be a very great conversation. You believe in coming back. And our quickest reference would be probability in mathematics. Because I realize that every outcome you choose has another outcome. Oh, we should... Oh, that's going to be like a lot of work, but we can try that one. Hello, final caller. The Lords of Logic.
Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon. See,
tell us your name, go ahead.
If whoever loses his life, if whoever
gains
that
it.
Is not in connection with Christ and the preaching of the good news, wasted his life and he will not see it again. Yes, that statement was made by Christ that whoever loses his life.
So in today's world, what would that mean?
In today's world, it remains the same. If you lose your life pursuing your goal, which is another way, is a pleasure to you.
Yeah.
Not just where you use your life to eat and drink and throw party.
Mm-hmm.
If you use it to pursue your personal goals, that is you are seeking pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose your life in the line, you have just wasted your life.
Okay. Christ
clearly made it clear. Mark 8:35. He said, if you lose your life on my sake and the sake of the good news, you will get it back.
Thank you.
Anything outside that is a waste.
Thank you very much for calling Lagos, Nigeria. The sun sets here. This work is almost not done, as I can tell. So we'll further the conversation to, I would think, maybe next week if we're not dealing with Ifa divination and mathematics. I commit you to the light. My name's Joyce. God bless you. See you next week on Nigeria Info Monday when the sun rises on us.